The Extinction of Man by H.G. Wells. Narrated by Gary Appleton. It is part of the excessive egotism of the human animal that the bare idea of its extinction seems incredible to it. A world without us, it says, as a heady young Cephalaspis might have said it in the old Silurian sea. But since the Cephalaspis and the Cocotus, many a fine animal has increased and multiplied upon the earth, lorded it over land or sea without a rival, and passed at last into the night. Surely it is not so unreasonable to ask why man should be an exception to the rule. From the scientific standpoint, at least, any reason for such exception is hard to find. No doubt man is undisputed master at the present time, at least of most of the land's surface. But so it has been before with other animals. Let us consider what light geology has thrown upon this. The great land and sea reptiles of the Mesoic period, for instance, seem to have been as secure as humanity is now in their preeminence. But they passed away and left no descendants when the new orders of the mammals emerged from their obscurity. So, too, the huge Titanothria of the American continent and the all-powerful Pleistocene South America, the saber-toothed lion, for instance, and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?